Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. I always find those official printed invitations to functions pretty baffling. For one thing, why do those gilt-edged cards always say that Mr. and Mrs. dot, dot, dot request the pleasure of Mrs. and Mrs. blank, blank, blank's company, when Mr. and Mrs. blank, blank, blank know full well that Mr. and Mrs. dot, dot, dot hate the flaming sight of them? Why? At present, three members of the Troutbridge crew are stuck with an invitation of this sort, and there doesn't seem to be any way out.
Odd. Very odd. No, read it again, Chief.
Right. I will, sir, but it won't sound any healthier. An invitation. Captain and Mrs. Poby invite Lieutenant Murray, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, and CPO Pertwee to an atoo. No medals, but please white shoes on mat provided.
I don't understand this. You think there must be something at the back of this?
No, sir. No, there's nothing on the back of it, sir. If it had been, I'd have read it out.
Now, don't you start being a nit as well. One in the ship's company is quite enough.
It's tomorrow evening, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Oh, what a shame. I've just remembered I've got a previous engagement tomorrow night, so I shan't be able to come. Still, I'm sure you'll both have a...
No, you don't. If any of us has to go, we all go.
But I can't, sir. I can't go. It's Pertwee's night for his evening class, he said. I'm studying for my diploma.
Yes.
Beekeeping for fun.
Beekeeping for fun?
Yes.
I suppose if you get your diploma, that makes you a BF.
Yes. No.
No is right, Chief. If we go to the Pobies, you'll be coming too. Your bees will just have to have fun by themselves.
That's more than we'll blooming will have.
Possibly, but we'll have to go. Suppose we ought to take Mrs. Povey a little gift of some sort.
What sort of gift do you mean, sir? A bunch of flowers doesn't seem right for Mrs. Povey somehow. A wreath, perhaps.
Yeah, now, what on earth would a woman like Mrs. Fee like?
I know the very thing. How about a clay pipe?
But don't be ridiculous, Chief. Probably got one already.
Yeah, I know. How about a bottle of her favourite perfume, sir? Eau de Carbolic.
Yes. Gift wrapped, of course. Actually, the thing she'd probably really appreciate is a set of muscle expanders.
I say, that's an idea. Yeah, it would save us money, too.
Save us money?
Yes. Well, I've got a set I ordered from a magazine advert that said, stretch your way to powerful muscles and superhuman strength.
I take it they didn't work.
Well, I wouldn't know, sir. I never got the beastly things apart. I even tried attaching one end to the doorknob and pulling with both hands at the other end.
What happened?
Well, I did stretch them a little bit. And then it got too strong for me and catapulted poor Leslie straight at the door. Had it clean off its hinges.
I think we'd better think of something else. As a matter of fact, I picked up an antique powder bowl the other day at one of those little shops outside the dockyard. Do you think that'd be any good?
Oh, just the thing, sir. Even if she doesn't use it for face powder, she could always use it for something else.
Yeah, right, that's settled. All that's bothering me now is just what's behind this invitation. She must be up to something.
Oh, the Popes are giving a party. The Popes are giving a
party. No further.
Yes, my love.
Now, you go on clean off your top. Any more of that disgusting crooning noise and you won't see them. You'll be backstairs flicking your feather dust around my pantry.
I'll keep quiet, my love. I'll be like a little mouse.
Oh, good boy. I'll overlook it this time. Ramona wants a favor. It concerns the party. I've invited your sister Clarissa here every day or two.
Clarissa? Whatever for, my love?
Well, I'm worried about her for one thing. High time that girl was married off. She's gone out of work and kept herself for quite long enough.
Yes, well, there's something. Oh, good grief.
Henry Purvey, language.
I'm sorry, my love.
But this party, you haven't invited the men for my command in order to find a husband for Clarissa, surely.
And why not? One of that lot would make an ideal husband.
She's already got a boyfriend, Eustace. They've been going steady for years.
Yes, well, I've never been happy about him. I've met ladies' hairdressers before. Eustace Creations Limited, indeed. He's just using Clarissa as an introduction to new customers.
Just as you say, my
dear. Now then, are there any other names to go down on the eligible bachelor list?
I don't think so, my love. Unless you count Rear Admiral Arnbridge, and he must be 90 if he's a day. Pretty short day at that.
Door, Henry.
Oh, just go ahead, my love.
Not today, thank you. My wife never buys anything at the door.
Oh, well, that's all right then, sir, because I'm not selling anything.
Good grief, Abel Seaman Johnson. Well, what do you want?
Well, sir, after walking round here, a bit of a sit-down, actually. Mr. Murray sent me round with his rizbup, sir.
With a what?
A rizbup, sir. Well, you pronounce it RSVP.
Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, just a minute. Ramona, it's a seaman with a reply to the invitation. Can he come in?
Yes.
Well, I'd rather not bother, actually, because I've got to get back.
No, nonsense. Come in.
How do you do? Are you married?
No, Mrs.
Well done. Henry, put him on the list.
List? What list?
Oh, well, for the party tomorrow night, Johnson. You're invited as well.
Oh, will there be any grub?
Naturally.
Oh, I accept, huh?
Have the others accepted?
Yes, my love.
Right. Off you go, Fatty. Don't be late tomorrow evening.
No, Missus. Good evening.
Good night, Johnson. And, Johnson, don't start running down the hill on the way back. The people living on the corner at the bottom have only just had their wall repaired from the last time.
Oh, remember, sir.
And Johnson. Ask number one and Mr. Phillips and CPO Pertwee to see me first thing in the morning, will you?
Aye, aye, sir. Good night.
You wanted to see us, sir.
You're afraid, sir.
But if it was a mistake, we'll come back next week, sir.
When you're not so busy, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
No, wait. Stop. Oh, good grief, you might let me get a word in. I asked you round here for your own good.
Oh, yeah, that's done it.
What do you mean, that's done it?
Well, sir, whenever you do something that's for our own good, we usually end up in a monumental mound of muck.
Oh, you're in that, all right.
Well, that makes a nice change. What have we done this time, sir?
Nothing yet. But after due consideration, I felt I should put the cards on the table.
Yeah, well, I can explain about that, sir. Now, look, it was just that a few of the lads found this old wheel thing with a little silver ball that kept falling and just dropped. You know, when we spun it. We'd no idea that you could play roulette with it, sir. We were just spinning it to see if it would unscrew.
Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, will you shut up?
Oh.
I'm not referring to any of your illegal gambling escapades.
Oh!
This time.
Oh.
I was referring to the invitations my wife sent you three for tonight.
I must admit, we have been a little curious ourselves.
Yes, well, gentlemen, not to put too fine a point on it, my sister Clarissa will be there, and Ramona is, well, matchmaking.
Oh, so she won't be there?
Won't be there? But of course she'll be there.
Well, how can she be if she's at this factory making matches? Incidentally, I had a box last week that was all wooden sticks and no heads. You might ask
her... Oh, hit him, throw him out of the window, clobber him or something, number one.
Yes, sir. Mr. Phillips, Captain Povey merely meant that Mrs. Povey is trying to find a suitable husband for... I have a feeling I'm on duty tonight, sir. When we answered, I hadn't...
You're not.
You're joking, aren't you, sir? I mean, you're telling... You're having this all on. Aren't you? Very comical.
It is not a joke, Pertwee.
I think I feel rather poorly.
What makes you think you're the only one?
My wife has decided it's time Clarissa married, and she's picked one of you three as eligible bachelors for financial reasons that I won't go into just now.
Good gracious. Well, I must say, it's jolly civil of you to warn us, sir.
Not at all. It was self-defense. You don't think I fancy the prospect of having any of you three as brother-in-laws, do you? Life's difficult enough as it is.
What's your sister like, sir?
Well, haven't you seen the photograph of her on that wall over there?
Mummy, I thought that was the Albert Memorial.
I know. She means that she's a lovely-looking girl, sir. Don't you, Mr. Phillips?
No. Yes. Lovely.
Yes, well, there is a certain family likeness, I believe.
Rather, you look like the Albert Memorial. I mean, you're lovely, too. No, I mean...
Well, Mr. Phillips, which is it to be? Hit, chucked through the window, or clobbered?
Well, I'm not fussy, actually.
All right, gentlemen, you've been warned. Watch yourselves this evening. Good evening, gentlemen. Do come in.
Thank you, sir.
I say, sir, that's a jolly pretty apron you're wearing.
Yes, isn't it? I ran it up on the machine. It belongs to the Daily Woman, of course. A man likes to give a hand at a time like this, you understand?
Of course, sir. May I say, it's been a lovely party, sir, and I've thoroughly enjoyed every minute of it, but I must be getting back to the ship.
Mr. Phillips, shut the door quick before he scarpers.
Thank you. This way, gentlemen.
Quick, not so fast. Stand right where you are and show shoes. Mm-hmm. Well, not bad.
Here's a little present. It's, a face powder bowl.
Is it? I never use the muck, but I'll find a use for it. Lovely thought. Right. Permission to enter sitting room. Forward.
This is my sister Clarissa, gentlemen.
Oh, how do you do?
Charmed.
Likewise.
And, of course, you know this gentleman.
Evening, all.
Johnson. Pacto.
You great steaming pudding. What are you doing lounging about on Mrs. P's loose cupboard?
Well, I'm waiting for me hot dinner, Chief.
Yes, he's quite right. Ramona invited him last night.
Yeah, when I called for your Rizva. Is grub up yet, Mrs.
Johnson?
Oh, it's me.
Do you really? My name is Phillips, by the way. How are you enjoying your visit, Miss Albert Memorial? Memorable Miss Albert. Is grub up yet, Mrs.?
Just a tick. There's some sorting out to be done. Right, Clarissa, now you've seen the lot. Which one is it to be?
Oh, it's me. Well, I don't mind, really. But I'm sure Eustace wouldn't approve.
Mr. Murray, sir, about trap breach. I've got a nasty feeling that I've left our engine running. So I'll just pop back...
What? Please, Clarissa's deciding something. Now hurry up, Clarissa. Henry's waiting to serve.
Well, then, perhaps it better be the fat one. He looks sort of cozy.
Hey? Hey, what's going on? Have I won something?
I rather think you may have done.
Stand forth, Catty. You and Clarissa can stay here in the sitting room while the rest of us retire to the kitchen for dinner.
Well, I'm starving. You said I'd get hot dinner. Why can't this lady and I have some grub?
Well, you can later. Far better you get acquainted first. Now, this way, the rest of you, let's leave the lovebirds alone.
Lovebird? I'm no lovebird.
No, you're not. You're a great fat cuckoo. Now then, you stay here. And we'll get you out of this nest as soon as we can.
Well, hurry up, Chief. I'm famished. I am. I'm blooming starving. Help! Fatso wants his grub. Sneak us a sandwich, somebody.
A delicious meal, my love. Delicious. A feast fit for a king. Never have I tasted such...
Yes, all right. We all know you cooked it. Now, who's for some more cottage pie?
No, thanks. I've had all the wallpaper and oak beams I can demolish. I'm nothing else, thank you.
Another glass of nutmeg cocktail, anyone? Well, I may as well finish...
Henry Purvey, put that bottle down at once. You've had yours.
I know, my love. I was only finishing up the dregs so you could get the threepence back on the bottle from the chemist.
chemist?
Oh, yes. He makes it up himself. Non-alcoholic and aids the digestion. Wonderful tack.
Yes, lovely. Yes. I must say the last glass went down a treat.
Yeah, well, it obviously worked.
Now, silence, Snob. Well, forgetting Dark Clarissa and Fatty, they've been in the sitting room quite long enough, so I'm going to open the door for action to have a little hark.
Do you think we should, my love?
With a sailor in there, I'm thumping certain. Quiet now for harking.
What?
Yes, well, that's all right.
Well, I'm glad you think so. Honestly, it sounds to me as though...
Young man, don't be coarse.
Oh, sorry, pardon.
Obviously, Clarissa was showing Patty the family snap album. In the meantime, Henry...
Yes, my love.
You may wear your paper hat and amuse your little friends with your funny faces.
Oh, thank you. Tell me. Cocktails from the chemist, but now old Thunderguts is the cabaret.
Quiet, Chief. And pass the substitute cheese-type cheddar-flavored spread.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Phillips. A bit early for you to be in the wardroom, isn't it?
Yeah, possibly, sir, but after last night, I reckon I deserved a drink.
Very true. What are you having? Nutmeg cocktail?
Not likely, blooming muck. Had me up all night.
Me too. I remember at one time she said it had a kick in it. That was it. Oh, Lord, there's never any peace on this ship. Come in.
Good morning, sir. Leading Seaman Goldstein reporting, sir. If you're better.
Oh, yes. What is it?
Well, two things, sir. One's about Abel Seaman Johnson, sir. He's missing, sir. How can a thing as big as that be missing? We've searched the old ship, sir, and there's no sign of him.
Oh, dear.
I suppose you didn't make a pass out for him, sir?
No. Mind you, we know someone who made a pass at him. Sorry, pardon?
Well, sir, I'm afraid I'll have to report him as absent without leave, sir.
Oh, well, perhaps we could wait a bit longer. He might turn up. There may be some perfectly good...
Ah, with due respect, sir, you know the regulations, sir. I'm reporting in absent to you, sir. I'm not risking my hard-earned promotion because some fat nick goes over the hill, sir.
Oh, very well, Goldstein. I'll inform Captain Povey.
You said there were two things, Goldstein. What was the other one?
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me, sir. Well, it was about my promotion, sir. When am I going to become a petty officer, sir?
Out, Goldstein, out.
But I've been a leading seaman a week now, and I don't...
Out! Quick, out!
Tragical, that's what it is. Hey, it's a diabolical tragical. It's not fair at all. He was a good lad. Yeah, a good lad. He was a loyal sailor, and a true blue friend he was. Yes, he served his country, and the flag. And now he's been hounded down by every copper in the country like an ardent criminal. Aiding behind Edgerows, he is. Aiding behind Edgerows and hiss, that's all day. That's what he's doing. Sneaking out for a mouthful of grass from time to time with a dollop of mud for afters. All because of womanly wiles, what he knows not what of. Not a what of their whatnots does he not know. What of with...
Oh, turn it in. I haven't even reported him absent yet.
Oh, no, but you're going to, aren't you, sir? Oh, yeah, just as soon as Captain Povey turns up. Then they'll hound him. Oh, yes, that's what they'll do. They'll hound.
Oh, it's it's you. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, sir.
All right. What is it?
Well, it's really just coincidence, of course, but, well, Abel Seaman Johnson seems to be absent without leave.
Oh, no, he's not. I wish he was.
Hey? Well, where is he, sir?
Come into my office, gentlemen.
Hello, Pop. You're back, then?
That's how, you great podgy pudding. Why aren't you behind the hedgerow or even behind the hay haystack?
What's this common petty officer chatting about, Dad?
He's off his nut. That's how. Get your hooves off Captain Povey's desk before he does you a disaster call.
Relax, Chief. Since last night, he thinks he's one of the family.
That's right. Are the girls back with the new magazines I sent them out for yet, Pop? I've seen all the pictures in this lot.
No, I'm afraid they aren't yet. Son.
Hello. Well, I'll have to go myself, I suppose. I'll put them on your account then, Henry, shall I?
What? Go. Yes, all right.
Excuse me, chaps. Time I stretch my legs for a bit.
You what you don't stretch everyone else's patience a bit too far and all, my lad. You ain't half dicing with it, you are.
Yes, so are you, Chief, if he pulls this off.
So watch it, Pertwee. I shan't be long. Order my 11s while I'm out, please.
You see the situation, gentlemen. It's completely intolerable.
One word from me and he threatens to ring Ramona.
Something's got to be done.
Yes, mind you, I'd say the only way out would be if we found someone for your sister that Mrs. Povey liked better.
Yes, I've got to put those who get out the joint all right.
Only who is there? Well, I'd say what's wanted is someone a bit slimmer. You know, a young chap who's a bit more attractive to ladies of the opposite, if you'll pardon the expression, sex.
Yes. Yes, you could be right. Go on. Yeah.
Well, a chap who's got a bit of an eye for the girls and who... What are you all looking at me for?
One volunteer, one pace forward, march, sir.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I'm not. I can't... It's not... No, it's not, not fair. I mean, I don't want to be Mr. Albert Memorial. No, it's not... why don't I shut up when I'm talking?
It's too late now. How do we conduct the campaign, Captain Kirby?
I don't know. I suppose the best way would be for me to tip the wink to Ramona that Mr. Phillips is very keen on Clarissa and then invite you all up for another at home tonight.
Hey?
Oh, no, not another one. Mr. Phillips, you were right. Why don't you shut up when you're talking?
So you can take it from me, gentlemen, that you'll all be expected round at our place this evening.
Lummy, another night of nutmeg cocktail. That, Mr. Phillips, is the least of your worries.
So you see, Mrs. Povey, as a man of honor, I couldn't speak before, but now that I know the lovely Clarissa is not engaged to Mr. Johnson, I feel at liberty to say how much I admire her. How much I admire her. And beg for the chance to challenge Mr. Johnson for her affection.
Yes, well, all that would have sounded a lot more convincing if you hadn't read it off that bit of paper. Well, I suppose anything would be better than that Eustace person.
Eustace? Who's Eustace?
No, some little 4'6" nincompoop of a hairdresser Clarissa's been mooning about for years. Eh, well, then, you can have a fair crack. This way, follow me.
Yeah, but just a minute. I don't think I want... What?
You're in here. Stop. Half time, all chance. Out you go, fatty, in you go, skinny ribs.
Skinny ribs? Now, look here, I'm not...
Oh, it's me.
Lummy. Trapped.
Why don't you sit down here on the sofa? It'll be sort of cozy. Ooh, it's me. Ooh, Mr. Phillips.
I know what we could do.
Ooh, it's me. What?
have a look at your family snap album. Hmm? What's that, time?
No. Oh, no, the doorbell, of course. I wonder who it is.
We never buy anything at the door.
All right. I know she's here. What's going on, eh?
Now, look here.
Out of my way. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Oh, I say, it doesn't sound like a man to mend the telly, does it?
What's all this rumpus? We have guests.
Oh, I bet you have. Well, I've got to find one of them and all.
You can't come barging in here like this.
Oh, can't I?
Eustace!
Just as I thought. You are here.
Eustace? But it can't be. This one's 6'4", not 4'6".
Now, look here, my man.
Lummy, he struck my superior officer.
And you're next. Slog it on the sofa with my fiancée. Put your mitts up.
Now, you don't understand.
Oh, yes, I do.
That hurt. I did... Core. Core, you know, you're a brute. I haven't... Right on the hooter.
What's going on in here? It sounds like... Good gracious.
It's Eustace.
Of Eustace's creation.
Yeah, very likely. It looks as if Eustace has been created.
Oh, what a mess. Come with me, Clarissa. I'm taking you back to your digs.
Oh, it's me.
He said your digs, actually.
Yeah.
Sorry, pardon.
Stop. Now, look, if you won't quite finish turning the sitting room into a bear garden, I have something to say. Which of you broke me new antique powder bowl I was going to keep dripping in?
I'm afraid I did it with my head. He threw it, you see, and he's got a jolly good aim for a hairdresser.
Lucky he hadn't got his scissors with him, sir. He might have fancied a game of darts.
Silence, Ramona's talking. You two can hop it straight away.
Don't worry, we're going.
You certainly are. I wash my hands of the whole thing.
Come on, Clarissa.
My love, she is my sister, and I'm not sure...
I was coming to that. Sorry about this family punch-up, chaps.
No, not at all. Perhaps it'd be better if we all left now.
Oh, yes. Got to get the place tidied up before tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow evening?
Oh, rather. If at first you don't succeed in all that jazz, I'm inviting Henry's other sister, Hattie, tomorrow.
What?
Oh, she's a grand figure of a woman. Now, see you all about 8. Henry, get your apron. The place is in the shambles.
Yes,
and no sloppy nonsense round my dado while I'm not looking.
I'd say
no. Anyone for a nightcap, nutmeg, cocktail before you go?
And that was John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Mrs. Povey was Heather Chasen, Abel Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Clarissa was Judy Cornwell, Taffy Goldstein was Jenny Levins, and Eustace was played by Michael Bates. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.